Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday. This is the 24th day in November of 2021. I'm Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology you need to make it through this, hopefully the half point, of your holiday week. And we're going to get started with pizza. There's a company called California Pizza Kitchen, and they operate all over the United States, not just California, producing wonderful pizzas. And they are dealing with the fact that now it's public knowledge that they had a breach in September. On 15 September, there was a breach, unspecified exactly how the breach occurred, but California Pizza Kitchen discovered this breach almost a month later on the 13th of October, meaning that for at least 1 month, criminals had potential access to data from California Pizza Kitchen. In November, we learned about this because, according to a lot of the regulatory requirements, California Pizza Kitchen was required to post this to the Maine Attorney General. Now, the Maine Attorney General made this knowledge public because of the way that reporting works, and now we know that there was a breach, and California Pizza Kitchen had nearly 100,000 individuals impacted, to include their names, their email addresses, and for some employees, even their social security numbers. And California Pizza Kitchen, for its part, is going to provide credit monitoring for those impacted. But what you need to know is that some people don't think that businesses should be required by law to have stringent requirements, either because they believe in free business or because they understand that not all cybersecurity is the same. But for whatever reasons, if we don't have these requirements, we'll end up in situations where people can go up to 2 months without knowing that their data was potentially in the hands of criminals who can impersonate them, meaning they can't do anything about it. And so we're at a crossroads where there is going to be more stringent requirements to help provide people the time needed to respond when companies like California Pizza Kitchen experience these cyber issues. And to be clear, it's not always malfeasance or misconfiguration or just lack of good policies. It's sometimes very persistent criminals who are very quickly and rapidly looking for new ways to steal data. And that is exactly what has happened this week. On Sunday, there was a proof of concept exploit. Basically, hey, this does work, here's proof, posted by a researcher that disclosed a new zero-day vulnerability in Windows. Now, why this matters is because a zero-day means that it was found not by researchers, but by someone who was abusing it. And this was disclosed on Sunday. And it's alarming because the vulnerability allows an attacker who has just a normal account or access to a machine to escalate their privileges to become an administrator. And an administrator of a machine can do all sorts of intriguing and powerful things like deploy malware across a network, for example, change passwords, lock other people out. And this vulnerability affects every version of Windows, to include the latest Windows 11 and Server 2022, even if they're fully patched. Now, if that sounds alarming, it is. But even more alarming is that researchers have already found this exploit inside of a malware, meaning that some criminal has already adapted it to take advantage of unpatched organizations. And everyone's unpatched because this is a zero day that was disclosed less than 4 days ago. And so this is very problematic because criminals can take advantage of flaws faster than companies can fix them, in this case, Windows. The good news is that this is not seen at a large, crazy scale or campaign by any of the large, notable threat criminals that tend to dominate the threat landscape, but at a small scale. But it's only a matter of time before those criminals see this and adapt it as well. So if you use Windows, make sure you're looking out for an update, because going into the holiday weekend in the United States, there are a huge number of elements that point to uptick in terms of attacks, and this could very well be one of the ways that criminals gain access or further access to your network. Now, Windows is just one tool that we use. There's other tools that we use outside of operating systems for all sorts of things, whether it's to resize images, whether it's to aggregate threat data, whether it's to operate our firewall. And there's one application called Pegasus. Pegasus was a malware, depending on how you look at it, but a company called the NSO Group in Israel produced the Pegasus malware, and what it allowed them to do was essentially to spy on citizens. And that's very powerful if you're a government, because, for example, if you're tracking criminals, you need a way to track them, and this was a tool that allowed that to occur. But it was later revealed that the NSO Group was potentially selling that tool to governments who were suppressing dissidents or journalists or anyone that was anti-regime messaging in a number of countries. And they come under a lot of fire for that. And the latest fire is Apple, who is now suing the NSO Group and their parent company called Q Cyber Technologies. And this suit is occurring in a U.S. court because the allegations are that the NSO Group propagated a lot of vulnerabilities that Apple then had to fix, which they would not have had to fix if NSO Group did not include them in their toolkit for criminals. In other words, essentially, they allege that NSO Group was aiding criminals with research and tools to affect the average person who uses an Apple product. And so this is the latest in a backlash against NSO groups and similar companies. And Apple is very dedicated to making sure that advanced persistent threats, nation states, etc., have a minimal impact on their customers or users of Apple products, pledging a significant sum of money to help research so that users can be notified when NSO tools have been believed to be used against them, or when advanced persistent threats are present on their device, or details of their device are present in threat operations. So Apple looking like they're taking a huge step, they've sued NSO Group to keep you safe. On the topic of keeping you safe, the United States is warning that going into the holiday weekend, where in the United States the holiday of Thanksgiving is observed, that ransomware operations could be rampant. Now, of the large attacks in the last 2 years, such as Vaseya, which was a supply chain attack, and others, those have all occurred Fridays over holiday weekends or over a long weekend. And obviously, with the U.S. going into a long weekend, the FBI and CISA, which is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in the United States, are warning that, hey, the trend is attackers are going after companies like JBS, which is in the food industry, over long weekends. So be advised. And not only be advised, but make sure that employees are not clicking on links, that they shut down their computers properly, that there's someone there to monitor your network. And if things, even in home situations, don't look right over the weekend, respond immediately, because criminals appear to be very active in these scenarios. And so we need to be inherently more aware so that we don't have bigger consequences. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding weekend. I will not be back until Monday. So until then, stay strong, stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy yourself. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a gym staff member in Idaho. Gabriel Hernandez took immediate action when a 17-year-old athlete working out in the gym fell down and went into cardiac arrest. Gabriel immediately began to administer CPR, and according to first responders and medical professionals, this was the only reason that the 17-year-old survived the traumatic event. And Gabriel was awarded for his heroic actions. He was united with the 17-year-old whose life he saved, and everyone is very happy that this had a great ending, and it's only because of Gabriel's quick action and heroic deed. So to you, Gabriel, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on saving lives.